The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy, is it Thursday? Happy, I don't know, whatever day it is. I've lost count. Hope you're doing great, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, we are in for a wild ride today, 3 hours of conservative conversation coming your way, and we're honored that you've chosen to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern. So, look, a couple of big stories I want to get to, and I want to chat for just a moment about Kevin McCarthy. There is a lot of squabbling going on right now among Republicans over whether or not Kevin McCarthy is the guy. And I've been hearing lots of rumblings about McCarthy up on Capitol Hill. I've been hearing lots of innuendo being slung around. I've been hearing lots of stories. But we're only going to be talking about the stuff we can verify, the stuff that we know about. And I know that there's, you know, rumors and all that kind of stuff, but that's not what we're going to focus on today. So Mark Levin came out yesterday and attacked a good number of our friends, members of the House Freedom Caucus, and called them boneheads. Now, we love Mark Levin, the great one, but the great one is very upset that anyone would dare oppose one Kevin McCarthy of California as Speaker of the House. And a good many people in Congress are now joining the Freedom Caucus. Our numbers, we're hearing between 20 and 30 Republicans will not be voting for Kevin McCarthy. And if that's the case, he's not going to have the votes. Now, there are plenty of people on the and really it's really not the other side. It's everybody. And then there's us. Because I am standing my ground on this Kevin McCarthy issue. This guy is not who he says he is. And I want to go back. We're going to go back in time. We've been doing this program, 6 years, 7 years. And I want to go back to the early days at Fox News Radio when we launched this national talk show. We have had every major Republican leader on this radio program. Every single one of them, including Turtle. Even Turtle has been on this program before.
I have indeed, Todd. And God bless the Commonwealth of Kentucky, but it was great. You did a great job, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you, Turtle. Appreciate that. But not Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy has refused every single invitation we've thrown at him. And that tells me, I mean, how many times has President Trump been on this radio program? Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo. We've had everybody on this program except for Kevin McCarthy. And I believe the reason why is he knows that we are straight shooters here and we will call him out. We will ask the tough questions. You know, we're not going to be mean about it. We're not going to be like, you know, NPR, National Public Welfare Radio. No, we're not going to do that. But we're going to talk to him. No, we're not going to pull a Howard Stern even. No, we would not do that. Nobody would be like swallowing a kielbasa during an interview with Kevin McCarthy. We would be focused and we would ask the questions that you guys want to ask. But McCarthy hasn't done that. So that's always struck me as odd, a little unusual. But now, as we have seen him lead in the minority chair, it's very clear to me that he is not a true conservative. And we know that because he's only recently become interested in things like securing the border, because that will decide whether or not he becomes the next Speaker of the House. So now Kevin McCarthy is pretending to be conservative. Kevin McCarthy came out with the much heralded and much poo-pooed, yes, I said poo-pooed, much poo-pooed commitment to America, which turned out really not to be a commitment at all. Nobody seems to know what it is. It was just kind of a, yeah, okay. All right, yeah, that's fine. Kind of like Anchorman 2. The first one, great. The other, eh, it was all right. The same thing with the commitment to America. It certainly was not Newt Gingrich's contract with America. And you know why Kevin McCarthy gave us a commitment instead of a contract? Because he knows that commitments don't have to be held. You don't have to hold your commitments, but you do have to hold your contract. You have to uphold that. And that's why Kevin McCarthy, look, wording is very important with these people. And they're not going to pull a fast one on us. So anyway, now you've got conservative talk radio, and the big boys are now siding in with Kevin McCarthy. But Kevin McCarthy still does not make him a conservative. It makes him an establishment Republican, a rhino, which is what he's been all along. And we know this because behind the scenes during the midterm elections, Kevin McCarthy was out there campaigning against conservative candidates. He was playing the same game that Turtle was playing. And now Kevin McCarthy wants you to think that he is he's the second coming of Donald Trump. Are you buying it? Are you buying what McCarthy is selling here? Because now you have people out there saying, well, there you go, Todd Stearns. How dare you? How dare you criticize this good man? And if Kevin McCarthy is not elected Speaker of the House, then that means Liz Cheney's going to be Speaker. Or somebody else on the Democrats. They might even get Dwayne the Rock Johnson to be Speaker of the House. What are you doing? Well, I don't buy it. And by the way, if Liz Cheney has the votes to become Speaker of the House, then that tells you that there is a much bigger and broader problem happening within the Republican Party right now. Because the argument is that some rhinos would actually side with the Democrats and vote for Liz Cheney. That's one of the hypotheses out there. But I'm not buying it. I am not buying it. You say, all right, well, fine, it's not going to be Kevin McCarthy. Who's it going to be? Well, Jim Jordan would be a great pick. Andy Biggs would be a good pick. You got Mark Levin out there saying Andy Biggs, who was the former chairman of the House Reading Caucus, is not even a conservative anymore. That's what Mark Levin is saying. The great one. I still like Donald John Trump for the gig, but he's running for the White House. So I want to share with you yet another reason why I don't trust Kevin McCarthy. And this story comes from Newsmax. It was just published mere moments ago. Charlie McCarthy is the author of this story. It turns out that House Republicans voted in secret. Let me repeat that again. Voted in secret to keep earmarks. You say, what are earmarks? Earmarks are your tax dollars that have been squirreled away, and your tax dollars are being used to fund pet projects by whichever political party is in charge of the House. They're the ones that get these earmarks. And it's really reprehensible that Republicans would do this only because Republicans claim to be the party of fiscal responsibility, right? Fiscal responsibility. They don't want to be the party of morality anymore. They don't want to be the party of the culture war fight anymore. But by golly, they are the party of fiscal responsibility. That's what they wanted us to believe. That's why they wanted our votes. House Republicans voted 158-52. Against an amendment proposed by Congressman Tom McClintock of California. It would have ended the rule allowing members to add earmark provisions to legislation. Let me give you an example. All right, we'll give you an example. Say that Grace Baker, the great executive producer of the Todd Stearns radio program, Grace Baker is a congresswoman now. Representative Baker, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, Todd.
What's up with the voice?
It's my
a little under the weather.
politician voice.
Oh, I see. My apologies. So, Congresswoman Baker, so you wanted to create a museum to honor Merlot, the little Dalmatian. You wanted a museum for Dalmatians.
Yes.
Right? So let's just say that the military is about to go through and get their funding bill. And it's, what, a bazillion, hundred million, quadrillion, whatever dollars.
Sounds about right.
And then you come along, you say, oh, that's great, but I need to add something to this bill, this spending bill, so I can get my museum for sweet little Merlot.
Yes. So you just kind of sneak it in there, right?
Sneaking in there.
Just need a sentence or two.
So, and the problem is, everybody does it. And our tax money is being squandered. It's being wasted. I mean, who really wants a museum for Dalmatians? I mean, no offense to sweet little Merlot, but but again, it's who needs a museum for hamburgers or an airport in the middle of nowhere?
Well, a lot of these bills, I feel like they purposely make them, you know, hundreds of pages long. And politicians have admitted, I haven't read the whole thing. And you're like, wait a minute, you haven't read the whole thing and you agreed to it?
Any politician, this is my rule, any politician that tells me they don't read something they voted for never get my vote. I don't care who they are. They just do not get my
vote. Well, that's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. So at that point, I'm just like, that's negligence.
And let me give you an example of the negligence here on the earmarks. You say, but Todd, what's the big deal? Don't you love animals, Todd? Don't you love animals? Well, yes, I love animals. I go to the zoo. How dare you, those caged animals. Don't you love free-range? Yes, I love free-range chickens. They're very delicious. Republicans have been critical of earmarks in public, right? In public, they have been critical. Well, we have to get rid of these earmarks. It's irresponsible. Shame on the Democrats. Shame, shame. Harumph, 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 harumph. And then what happens? Well, when they get put in charge, the Republicans do the same thing the Democrats do. The 2022 fiscal omnibus spending bill includes 4,975 earmarks, totaling $9.7 billion. That's a lot of museums for Figgy Spam and Merlot museums. I'm just telling you, it's a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. And Kevin McCarthy's ultimately responsible for all of this. They held this vote in private, in secret. You're never going to know who voted for it, who voted against it. But it's rather telling that only 52 House Republicans had the moral courage and fortitude to vote against this nonsense. And that tells me that in a few days, you're going to see Mitch McConnell, you're going to see Turtle, and he's going to join alongside little Chucky Schumer, and they're going to pass the omnibus spending bill, and they're going to raise the debt ceiling. We're going to be spending more of our tax dollars on stuff we cannot afford. This nation is living well beyond its means, ladies and gentlemen. And the House Republicans, with Kevin McCarthy in charge, it's going to be business as usual. And that's why I can't support this man for Speaker of the House. He's not a true conservative. And the easy thing to do, and you're going to hear this from the big boys over at Fox News, well, we just have to come together, Todd. We've got to stand together. And would you rather have Liz Cheney? You know what? At this point, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because Liz Cheney and Kevin McCarthy, there's not much daylight between those two. Anyway, that's the starting point for today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still not supporting Kevin McCarthy. And if you want to know why, here's the deal. If Kevin McCarthy would have the courage to tell me how he voted on these earmarks, I might be willing to reconsider. But he's not going to do that. And here's what you need to be doing. You need to be calling your congressperson, and you need to find out from your congressperson, how did they vote on that earmark legislation? What did they do? They're not publishing the results, and that is shameful. We need to know who supported it and who stood against it. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You guys have helped build MyPillow into an incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98, and believe me when I say you will get a great night's sleep in these. Their six-piece towel set made with USA cotton comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailed at $89.98, now just $39.98 with my promo code. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. No, look, I know I'm not being ornery here. I'm just telling you, folks, Kevin McCarthy is not who he says he is. And the fact that the Republicans, and they know that we are in a world of financial hurt. And for the Republicans to turn around and do something like this in secret, folks, it's outrageous. Hey, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. Barbara in Maryland. Barbara, what say you?
I say you're 100% correct. Thank you so much for taking my call. I got your app. I downloaded. This is the first time I've called you. Not the first time I've heard you, but heard listening to your show today. So thank you so much for taking my call. Kevin McCarthy is absolutely the wolf in sheep's clothing, but he does it very eloquently. He is he reminds me a little bit about late Barack Obama. You know, he can say it so nicely, but he is definitely not fooling me. And I was very surprised to hear Mark Levin tear into people about that, because that's not true. Republicans need to stand together. And if you're not going to stand on conservative values, if they pass the earmark, that needs to be big. And I'm going to put that on blast on all of every place we're gather everywhere about that, because if you hadn't said anything about it, we wouldn't know.
Well, Barbara, first of all, welcome to the program, and we're glad to have you as a part of our audience. And I will say this, it's the argument is, and I know what the Republicans are going to say, but Todd, the Democrats do it, so why can't we? Well, that doesn't make it right.
That's right.
You know, again, this is a matter of my tax money, and I don't want my tax money being used on just frivolous junk like an airport in the middle of nowhere. If everybody remembers John Murtha.
Well, you think they'd be a little more fiscally responsible, especially since we have $30 trillion in debt. And we owe the money to our enemy, China. It's shocking to me that, you know, it's just shocking to me. These people are such marshmallows that I'm getting so sick of them. They don't stand on principles that last longer than a season. The first chance they get, they pounce. Like the way they pounced, because Donald Trump is a compassionate man and a troubled young man who sees him as a friend, showed up at his house. He was expecting him, but he came with some unexpected guests. And he said, oh, come on in. I could just see him, because I've talked to Donald Trump. I met him at a rally. He talks to you like he knows you the first time he even sees you. I've never seen anything like it. He did it. I watched him do it with everybody in the row.
Well, it's true. And Barbara, I think you're right. He does treat people like that. Like, you know, and again, it's just his personality. Look, I don't know what happened to Mar-a-Lago. I do know this. Trump has a track record when it comes to governing. And I like that track record. He actually delivers on what he promises. Kevin McCarthy has not. and he never has. And by the way, guess who's been up on Capitol Hill, ladies and gentlemen? None other than crying John Boehner. So it's sipping martinis up on Capitol Hill. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Barbara, thank you for the call. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stern Show. Happy to have you with us today. By the way, now is a great time to head over to our website, and I really would love for you to get a copy of my latest book. This is a fun read. I do a lot of political books, and those are hilarious fun. But this is a little different genre. It's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, and it's just some great inspirational stories. Bible verses and prayers, just stuff to help you get through these difficult days of the Biden administration. I mean, Biden promised a dark winter was coming upon us, and he delivered on that promise. So anyway, go to ToddStearns.com. I'd love to be able to autograph a copy for you. Or if you'd like to get other copies, you can go on Amazon, wherever you get your books. But ToddStearns.com is our preferred place to shop. All right, so a few days ago, we told you about this bizarre story out of Waco, Texas, where Tractor Supply was sponsoring a drag show event. And people were just like, what's going on down there at the farm? Well, it's more than country boys and girls getting down to the farm, I'll tell you that much. Well, let's go to Sean in North Carolina. And Sean, I understand you actually called Tractor Supply.
Yeah, Todd, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called them yesterday, and I asked them what the business was with that. And then the girl was kind of playing, I think, coy with me, because she was like, well, it was supposed to be a hiring event, and we had no idea. The promoter didn't warn us of all the stuff that was going to happen, and we kind of got caught up in it. But I turned around, I said, I spend a lot of money in your store. I said, I really don't appreciate you sponsoring stuff like that because it's immoral. I don't believe in it. I'm Catholic. And I said, I don't want to sound judgmental. I said, but there's plenty of other places you can donate your time and your money to instead of that nonsense. I said, it's just to me, it's completely wrong. So as of last night, I paid off my credit card and I'm probably going to throw it in the garbage. So I'm done.
Well, good for you, Sean. And you hate to get to that point. And I've had to do that with a couple of companies that I used to do business with. And one of them in particular really hurt me because the alternative was to spend a few more bucks for whatever I was going to have to go and buy. But it was worth it knowing that my money wasn't supporting some sort of a left wing cause.
Well, the thing is, too, is that, you know, I have chickens myself, and I'm always in there buying, you know, stuff for my birds. And now I told the girl, I said, listen, I'll just go to Southern States. I said, I'm going to probably end up having to pay more money. I said, but at least I know that they're not on it yet, you know. So she was kind. She said, oh, well, we put together a team, because she did tell me they got phone calls yesterday. They were getting a substantial amount of calls about the same thing. And because when I said to her, I said, I heard it on the radio. And she goes, oh, goes, said something about misreporting.
Oh, yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's,
yeah.
That's us.
I was like, yeah, okay. But then I said to her, I said, do you think it's right? She said, she goes, you know, because I said I was like being judgmental. I said, I don't want to sound like I'm judgmental. But, and then I said to her, I said, listen, you could do whatever you want to do. I said, but when you drag kids into it, I said, that's kind of wrong. She goes, well, you know, it was supposed to be family fun. I said, family fun. I said, a dude dressing up as a chick to me is disturbing and it's not family fun. And she almost went to laugh and she really didn't.
And Sean, I got to be honest with you, not a very good looking chick either. I mean, this dude was really a dude, an ugly dude.
Yeah, well, look at the dude who's in charge of the nuclear waste.
Oh, we're gonna get to that dude in just a minute, Sean. I got a story about it. But good for you.
He's even ugly. He's an even uglier guy.
Yeah. He used to do like a wig or something. I don't. Hey, Sean, let me tell you something though. And again, to your point, they said it was some sort of a hiring event. No, it was not a hiring event. It was a gay pride festival in Waco, Texas. So there was no confusion about what was happening there. But you know what? Yeah. You did a good thing, Sean. And best of all, you didn't have to holler and yell and scream. You were polite. And the young lady was able to give you whatever information she could. So anyway, Sean, appreciate that call, and you have a great day. Thanks for listening to us, and go take care of those chickens out there. I should have asked him if they were are they egg laying chickens or are they fryers? Nothing like good old fresh fried chicken.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they Chick-fil-A chicken or scrambled egg chicken?
That's a good question. You know who we haven't heard from lately, by the way? Our friend the goat lady.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
I love her.
They have the goats on the TV.
Live goat cam.
It's great. I mean, because, you know, it gets a little intense on this radio program, and it's nice in the commercial break to log into the live goat cam and, watch the goats.
Goatslive.com.
I love it. All right. Sean did a good thing. And by the way, you heard he said they were getting a lot of calls. We were the only people talking about this yesterday on the radio.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely because of us.
Well, people get fired up over this stuff. We have a great audience. By the way, real quick, before we do have to tell people about what happened with Baldy.
Oh, no.
We have to. So we were, hold on, we were having a conversation yesterday about Sam Brenton. He's the gender fluid dude in the Biden administration in charge of nuclear waste. And the dude's bald, thinks he's a woman, wears the skirts and the high heels, and the Biden administration is all over this. Anyway, the guy got arrested for stealing a biological woman's luggage, Vera Bradley luggage or something. So he's facing felony charges because that luggage is like almost $3,000. All he has to do is go down to like Macy's or Target, and he'll be able to get luggage for a whole heck of a lot cheaper. And maybe it could be like leopard print to go along with the stiletto heels.
And I'm sorry, but I don't know who's going to break it to him. Vera Bradley's not really in right now, so let's do a different. The animal print's in.
You want to know what he was doing?
What was he doing?
Oh, this is great. Turns out that Sam Brenton was hosting a spanking seminar. And this, he's like a bondage dude. Oh, 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 Joey, stop. Harder, Joey. Oh, it's terrible.
It's disturbing.
Oh, mercy.
Sounds painful.
According to the Daily Mail, Mr. Brenton, who is in charge of nuclear waste, was hosting a spanking seminar at a kink conference.
There's a seminar on how to spank? I don't even want to know.
There is. All right. He goes by the name Nuclear Nerd. That's his nickname in the bondage and kink community.
Of course it is.
It is a fetish hookup site. And again, this is a high-level Biden. I mean, they have been sending this dude out to meet with other countries, go to all the parties with the big girl, the big boy. What's his name? Dr. Rachel Levine.
Oh, yeah.
I think his real name is Ronald. Anyway, those two together have been palling around, representing their alphabet parts.
They've been wearing the, what do you call them, Mexican Manchus?
Mexican Manchus.
Mm-hmm.
No, they haven't been wearing Mexican. They've been wearing the stiletto heels.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. The Lebanese crowd wears the Mexican Manchus.
And the skirts.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got the hairy legs.
So Mr. Brinton, here we go. This is Mr. Brinton, who openly opposes conversion therapy, taught a class or a workshop called Kink 101. In one workshop, he wore a dress while standing over three men in leather dog masks.
I don't even want to know what that is.
Brinton called this a pup play fetish.
Ew.
This is disgusting.
Disgusting, to say the least. It's the lunch hour, Todd.
It is. I don't mean to curdle your Fruit Loops, ladies and gentlemen. The seminar was held at the Westin Bonaventure Hotel and Suites in Los Angeles. So if you're staying there, you might want to bring some Clorox wet wipes. Just kind of give everything a good, you know, once over. Okay, maybe two or three times.
Yeah, maybe a couple times.
The event was titled Los Angeles Leather Getaway and was sponsored by Claw Corp, a national leather charity. This is like a whole other world.
Yeah, seriously.
The bio provided for Mr. Brinton at the seminar said he had been active in the kink world since 2013 and that he hosts monthly kink parties in his dungeon.
Oh, my word.
He has also, according to the... This is Breitbart.
Oh.
He has also apparently spanked over 2,000 cute butts. Oh, Joe. Joe. Hunter. Okay. We're good. Thank you for that, Connor.
I cannot. Oh, my gosh.
This is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
So you say, Todd, why are we talking about this at the lunch hour? Because I don't want to hear anybody say anything else about Donald John Trump. At least he didn't have these perverts walking around in their high heels, spanking buttocks, and wearing Lord knows what, and doing Lord knows what with lots of leather, which leads to chafing. At least he didn't do that in the White House.
That's a good point.
So there.
So the evangelical Christians complaining about morality.
You want to talk about Kanye West? All right, let's talk about Mr. A Puppy Dog Spank Me. Jeez, Alou. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's really all about here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Yeah, I'm just telling you, and I know, look, I know it's disgusting to hear, but you need to hear this kind of crap, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm sick of it. They're going after Donald Trump for every little tiny little thing, and I get it. But this is nuts. All these evangelical leaders that have been coming out, and many of them are in my own world of the Southern Baptist Convention, and they're out there issuing these denunciations of Donald Trump eating dinner with the neo-Nazis and what. Okay, fine. You know what? Where are your condemnations about the high-level Biden administration who's got his own private dungeon and engages in kink parties and he spanks men dressed in leather dog masks? Where's the outrage there from the church community? Where's the Southern Baptist Convention president denouncing that, ladies and gentlemen? That's all I'm trying to say here. We point out the hypocrisy on this radio program. Unbelievable. All right, welcome back. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up next, our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee is going to join us. Also, Radio Rumble is going to happen. Grace Baker, last night, the big Todd Stearns radio show, Stearns Media Group Party.
Oh, yes.
Wow, that was a shindig last night.
I ate quite well. I ate a whole steak.
So, and not just any steak. It was a Ruth's Chris steak.
A filet.
Love those delicious folks. We probably shouldn't say this, but some of the folks there that run the joint are actually conservatives. And
really?
They listen to the radio program. And, of course, our good friend Paul Shanklin, who does the parody bits, and his beautiful bride, Angie, were there. And we got to eat dinner with them. We had all total about 42, 43 people there last night.
It was a great crowd, a great time. So,
You were decked out. You had like this dress thing and like this fur thing.
Yeah, you got to go all out, man.
It was pretty snazzy.
We work in radio, so, you know, you got to dress up sometimes.
And I don't want to spread rumors or anything, but, you know, Kyle had a lovely young lady there alongside him.
You didn't hear it from us, though.
No, we didn't know it. Yeah, I didn't know anything about that. and then he apparently got a cat yesterday. Is that the rumor?
Yes, this is true.
All right. Yeah, we'll save that for another conversation. But anyway, just say thank you to the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis, Tennessee. They treated us so well, and just a great, great night as we celebrated really some great accomplishments over this year. It's been a lot of fun adding more affiliates. So we're upwards of over 130, I believe. So anyway, it was very nice, and we certainly thank you guys for being a part of our program. That leads me to another story. And I want to get to this. It's from the New York Post. A grandmother has announced that she is charging her children and grandchildren for Christmas dinner. This is according to the New York Post. The grandmother says that she is on a fixed income and is no more free meals, no more free rides in her household. She says that she charges everybody a certain price to eat Christmas dinner. Her name is Caroline Dudridge, 63 years old. She has five children. She's also the grandmother of six. So if you're an adult and you're going to the Christmas dinner, Grace Baker, you would have to pony up $18.
That's pretty expensive, but you do have to account for inflation.
But is it all-you-can-eat buffet? Is there a take-home? Are you able to get a take-home bag?
That's a good question. Does that include a beverage, or is it just water?
It's a fair point. Oh, that's a very good
point. Because, you know, that always costs extra.
She says that even the grandkids have to pay. She's got a 12-year-old grandchild, and then she has 3 9-year-olds, and they have to pay $6 a pop.
Wow.
She's got 2 3-year-olds.
They have to pay?
$3.
Oh.
But, Grandma,
I only have two. No dinner for you.
She charges the adult women less because they have families and work part-time.
Oh, my goodness.
This is insane. Quote, I log into my bank account and check who's made their Christmas dinner payment in November. So you have to pay in advance.
Wow. She means business.
Once my naughty and nice tally is done, so I guess if you don't pay, you're naughty.
Oh,
then she picks up the phone and she calls people. She's like a collection service.
That's what I was going to say. Gosh, a debt collector.
Oh my goodness, she says. I know some will moan, and I will get excuses like my pay hasn't gone in or my bank account is frozen, and can I leave it another week? But I will eventually receive my cash from the meal.
Wow.
Ooh, she sounds like
ruthless.
I tell you what, the wife of Satan, Mrs. Satan. I mean, I'm looking at the photo. Oh, they blur out they've got the family there. The New York Post posted the pictures. She's been doing this since 2016, and she says that the family's pretty much used to it by now.
Have they all stayed is the question.
I know, right? It just seems to me. I don't know. Would you charge? Do people really charge for
family meals?
For Christmas dinner? You know, at the Stearns family, when I was a little munchkin, every Sunday we were at Grandma's house.
And I'm guessing you didn't have to pay.
Never had to pay.
You just had to give Grandma a hug and a kiss.
Give her a hug and a kiss. She gives you a cookie.
There you go.
That's the way to do it. And apparently this is a big thing in the UK. Another grandmother charges her family $45 a head.
That's expensive.
There better be a Ruth's Chris steak on the plate.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And a whole lot of sides and a beverage.
The only side I care about, and the signs were good at Ruth's Chris, but you know what? We need to get Kyle to make his jalapeno macaroni and cheese.
Ooh.
Unbelievable. There are like 78 different varieties of cheese in that thing.
Oh, my gosh.
With a little breadcrumbs on top. Unbelievable.
Sounds good.
It's the hit of the family Christmas and holiday dinners.
I make crane apple casserole.
I love that casserole.
Mm-hmm.
And you make the tomato pie, which is good.
In the summertime.
But you don't charge us anything.
No, I didn't charge y'all anything. That'd be
unbelievable.
Cruel.
Okay, if you know, again, $65 or $45 a head, I'm going to Ruth's Chris. That's where I'm going. Or at least the commissary barbecue joint. All right, folks, hang tight. We got to take a quick break here, pay some bills. Governor Mike Huckabee coming up. Also, our radio roundtable, plus your calls, 844-747-8868. Would you charge your family for Christmas dinner, America? Has it come to that?
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
So, Grace, we were doing the show, get a text message from the lady who cuts my hair. Down at Legacy's, the great men's, you know, it's a pretty good joint. That, you know, they give you a little beverage, the whole nine yards down there. Kind of a guy's, you know, hair salon kind of a
very nice
barbershop.
Barbershop.
So I get a text message and said, Todd, your hairstylist just told me that you need to come in for a haircut. She just saw you on the live stream feed.
No. Noticed last night, I thought your hair looked different, but I wasn't for sure.
No, I got the ears lowered.
Well, it looks good.
Yeah, so, and then she tells me, she says, you need to be here on this date for your next haircut.
It's a whole schedule. You got to keep it rolling.
Oh, good Lord. She says, oh, yeah. She goes, it grows out the sides. She's complaining. She goes, oh, yeah, poofs out the sides. It's just too bad there's not much more on top.
Oh.
I'm like, geez, Alou.
Brutal.
She's
wearing the headphones. Keeps it all in.
That's true. Thank you. Thank you, Grace. Go stand in the corner.
Okay.
You know, Governor Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, do you ever get those kinds of text messages?
You know, my barber is a guy that has been cutting my hair since I was in college. And quite frankly, he just looks at me and says, hey, dude, you're making it easy on me. You don't have any hair left. There you go.
Well, there you go. It is what it is. Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And, Governor, a lot going on up on Capitol Hill, believe it or not. The Republicans trying to figure out who they're going to pick for the next Speaker of the House. But there is a story out about these earmarks. And this really has me riled up here, Gov. It turns out the House Republicans voted in private in a secret vote to keep those earmarks. And we're talking about billions of dollars worth of earmarks. We're not talking about small potatoes here.
No, we're not. And, you know, I think a lot of the Republicans in Washington may not realize that we are paying attention. We worked hard to get them elected. Not as many of them got elected as we thought and frankly should have. But we do expect them to carry out some important people's business once they get there. And they've got to do better, not only on the financial end, but by golly, they've got to show up and fight hard with some serious investigations into the FBI, the DOJ, the Joe Biden cut of the big guy's piece of the action with communist China. If they don't, then a pox on them and their families.
Yeah, and we need more fighters like, you know, Jim Jordan. You mentioned the FBI and Justice Department. The accusations now are that they've been purging conservative employees, and Jim Jordan is vowing to get to the bottom of that. But beyond that, you've got these the FBI, which was weaponized against the American people, and they have to be brought to justice for that. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, another big story we've been following, and I think we may be having a little weird phone connection issue here, but Governor, other big stories has been the Respect for Marriage Act, which passed the U.S. Senate with the support of a dozen Republicans. Now back to the House, where this thing is going to become law, and I've never seen so many religious liberty folks so concerned about a piece of legislation.
Well, they need to be concerned about it, and they also need to get a list of all those Republicans who voted for this, some of whom are retiring, thank goodness. Others need to be retired or maybe recalled. But, you know, they were pretending that this doesn't affect us. Oh, no, it's not going to have any impact. Well, go tell that to Jack Phillips, the cake baker. Go tell that to Mrs. Stedman out, the florist in Washington State. we've already seen what happens if people don't buckle down and go along with the radical gay agenda. Look, it's fine. If people want to be gay, that's their business. I don't want to get into somebody else's choices of life. But if they tell me that as a Bible-believing Christian that I have to hire certain people in a church, or that I have to make cakes, which is a creative endeavor, and I have to put a trans person on top of the cake when it may violate my religious convictions, now you don't tell me that, well, this is nothing to do with you. Yes, at that point, it does become something to do with me. And if you tell me that my grandchildren are going to go to a church camp and they have to shower with people of the opposite gender when they're 13 years old, then, yeah, it starts affecting my life, my business, and my convictions and values.
Governor, I want to get your take on some audio we're going to play. Brevard County, Florida, you know, the school districts down there really have been changed for the better thanks to Ron DeSantis. They have been, a number of liberals have been voted off the school boards, and now they're making some big time changes. So the sheriff in Brevard County, Wayne Ivey, finally decided to step up to the plate, and he said, hey, look, we're going to start protecting teachers and staffers who have been physically attacked by students that are just out of control. And here's what the sheriff said, held a countywide briefing, and here's what he said, cut 12.
They know nothing's going to happen to them. They know they're not going to be given after-school detention. They're not going to be suspended. They're not going to be expelled. Or like in the old day, they're not going to have the cheeks of their ass torn off for not doing right in class. So we have teachers that are handcuffed. We have principals that are handcuffed. And I will tell you, and I've said this many times before, we got to get to these kids before they get to me here at this jail. And so starting right now, it's a brand new day, folks. It is a brand new day where school discipline is going to be put back in place in Brevard Public Schools. We have a school board that stands behind this. We have our teachers union that stands behind it. I can tell you that our team, all the way from the state attorney, from school district security, to the principals, to the teachers, we're all tired of this disruptive behavior.
The cheeks of their butts are going to be torn off.
Boy, that brings back some memories, Tom. Yes. I hate to admit it, but there's the cheeks of a person you're talking to on the radio right now who can relate to how that felt going down back in the day.
Yeah, I remember Hope P. Sullivan Elementary School in South Haven, Mississippi, and our principal patrolled the hallways, had a fiberglass paddle attached to his waist, and there were holes drilled through. So when that board made contact, there was not an air cushion.
Well, and I can recall that when we would get a lick, we would have to say, thank you, sir, may I have another one? And sometimes they thought that maybe we wanted some more, and so we got more. But the one thing I remember was that I would say, give me all the licks you want, but please, whatever you do, do not let my parents know that I got in trouble. Because whatever I got in trouble for at school, I was in a whole lot more trouble at home. You know, when I listened to that sheriff, my first thought was, if Ron DeSantis does in fact run for president and becomes president, elect that guy to be the new governor of Florida, or run him for president. I like his style. Thank God there's some people who have the courage to stand up and tell it like it is.
Amen to that. And, you know, here in Memphis, for example, we are dealing with an epidemic of teenagers that are carjacking. We're talking about committing some violent crimes out here. You know, moms and dads just don't want to parent anymore. And I love what this sheriff is saying, is that, you know what, we're in charge. The grown-ups are now in charge. And it is a new day. And I know it's going to be a culture shock for these kids. But I think what's going to happen is they're going to see a turnaround in that county and in that school district, because there is some discipline being enforced.
And it's high time. I was so happy to hear him say that the school board and the teachers union are agreeing to this. And the reason that's important is because it's showing that, you know, we say whatever you want, but teachers don't want to have them their lives threatened by some 15-year-old hoodlum, thug. They want protection. They want to be able to go into their classroom and feel there's some level of security and safety. They can't have that if there's no consequences to people who act without any regard to what they're doing, and know that nothing of any consequence is going to happen to them
if they abuse physically or verbally one of their teachers or authorities.
That's it. All right, Governor, what's coming up on the big show this weekend?
We've got Matt Gaetz going to be with us. I'm anxious to talk to him about why he won't support Kevin McCarthy, mostly because I want to ask him, what do you plan to get from the opposition? What will be the consequence and the benefit? It'll be a fascinating conversation. I know Matt very well, and so I'm glad he's going to be on so we can discuss that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, go ahead, Governor. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say we're going to have a wonderful magician, David McGee, that will be with us, and he's going to make Nancy Pelosi disappear, which I think will be wonderful. And our house band, Trey Corley and the Music City Connection, are going to do a phenomenal Christmas medley with a stage full of kids and a choir. It's going to be a spectacular Christmas presentation.
Oh, that's fantastic. Coming up this weekend on the Huckabee Show, folks, and we have a link to that over on the live show blog. Governor, sorry about that phone connection issue, but always good having you on the program.
It's always a pleasure, my friend. Take care and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Governor. Mike Huckabee, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, I want to go back to this school district. We have a problem in this nation with kids who are not being raised to be productive members of society. We're like, we've got these parents out there, and they either want to be their kid's best friend or they just have no interest whatsoever. And they just send the kids out on the streets, and that's it. And then the kids jump into the gangs, and the next thing you know, you got a gun in your face while you're trying to get a gas. You're trying to fill up your car with gas down at the Kroger gas station, which is a regular occurrence here in the city of Memphis. So I like this idea of a school district that is implementing severe discipline, and that's what we need in this country: severe discipline. Now, I don't know, senior high school kids, they may be lost. But if you're implementing this at the grade school level and you're enforcing it every single year, then I think you're going to be able to change the culture of your school district in just a couple of years. But we've got to be willing to play hardball with these kids. Far too long, we've allowed children to make the decisions in this country. And now it's time for the grown-ups like Sheriff Wayne Ivey to take charge. Do you support corporal punishment? Do you like the ideas of this sheriff who says they're going to lay down the law and they're going to crack down? It is a new day in Brevard County, Florida. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. President Trump already announced. Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll today. They want to know, do you support Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your guy in 2024? A big question, and Newsmax wants to know what you think. You can vote right now in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. It takes literally a second to let your voice be heard. Again, text SKIP to 39747. We'll be right back. All right. So, again, the latest, by the way, I want to go back to the kink specialist who is a member of the Biden administration now on official leave as they sort out all of that. The criminal activity does not involve men in leather puppy dog faces. It involves stealing a woman's luggage at the Minneapolis airport. Paul Shanklin, our resident parody guruist, writes this: Todd, could it be that he didn't have enough corporal punishment when he was in school? Talking about being spanked. I don't know. Was there not enough corporal punishment from his parents? Maybe this is why we should spank early. Mommy. I don't know. This administration is sick, ladies and gentlemen, just sick. All right, we have some audio here. This is very bizarre. an LGBTQ activist is very concerned about the family. And it seems as though the family is using the wrong pronouns, which is easy to do, right? I mean, it's hard to tell these days.
For all of your love and care on my last post, here's my update. Sorry for the delay. My life is chaos on how I clicker trained my family to get my correct pronouns now that I am a trans person. So first of all, a lot of people were asking what treat I was using. If you don't know, for circus dogs, when they do something that we like, we click that behavior and then we give them a treat. I did not use it as a positive marker like that for my family because I'm not going to treat them for basic human decency. I instead used it as a negative marker. So every time they said she, I would click so that they would start to associate a click with a she in their head and would start to automatically self-correct. I forgot to take into account the fact that I have an auditory processing disorder and live at like a 15-second delay from everybody and everything else. And so I wasn't able to click as much as I wanted to, so it wasn't super effective on that aspect. I think I'm going to need a new invention that counteracts auditory processing in order to get that right. But I did explain to them what this was for and why I was doing it, and then I carabinered it to my hip at all times, and I definitely had several occasions where a family member would start to say something, look at it, pause, and then purposefully gender me correctly, and that happened at least 3 or 4 times. So it was effective, but not entirely. So there's my update for you.
So it's a dog clicker.
Yeah, I actually used that exact method to train Merlo.
Really?
Yes. Every time she did something you like, you go click, and then you give her a treat. And it's like positive association.
So in this case, this girl or this gal, she thinks she's a dude, but she's a she. And so she goes and she's going to, Christmas dinner. And all the family, they keep calling her by her, you know, real pronouns. And so what did they do? So she clicks?
Click. Just like a little, it's just a little plastic device and it literally has a clicker on it.
And she says she has an auditory disorder.
Yeah, and she said she lives like 15 seconds behind everybody else. So I'm like, is she like on delay, like live TV, like on delay?
You see, I have a thought about this.
Okay.
So there's also, isn't there this a shock collar that the dogs, you know, you can put on,
yeah,
like
I
pets?
Hate them, but yes, they exist.
And so what do you do? So what happens? What's the purpose of the shock collar?
It's supposed to, if they do something you don't like try to run away, you click your remote and it shocks the dog. And of course, the dog doesn't like that. So
if you can use the clicker on humans, maybe we could put the shock collar on that gal. And so every time she gets her pronoun wrong, they can just zap her.
I'm a girl. She, her. Oh, make it stop. It sounds painful.
I don't know. It's just, you know, these Democrats, they hate us. They hate our families. This is all about destroying the family. And in a very practical way, they want you to go home for the holidays, and they want you to get into fights, get into arguments, and act like morons.
No.
And I still think this is the best way. Can you imagine?
No, I literally can't imagine, and I don't want to, because it's the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life.
I know I'm Claudine, but I go by Claude now, and then you just hit the zapper. That's what you do. I'm just telling you. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. All right, Claudine, hold on. Hold your horses. Good Lord. We'll be right back, America. I need a root beer. All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It's just a weird day. There's really no other way to describe it. Just a weird day. Let's go to the phones real quick. TJ in Moorhead City, North Carolina. TJ, what's going on?
Todd, I got a big complaint. A really, really big complaint. I have to pull over every 5-6 minutes. I wish you guys would quit because I'm driving and about crying, laughing so hard on and all that mess. You guys gotta quit, man.
Oh, you mean the spanking, TJ? No,
don't go there.
Joe,
you guys are awesome. It's, you guys got me crack up all morning long, all afternoon long.
Well, TJ,
show, brother.
TJ, thank you very much for that. Yeah, just be careful. Keep it between the ditches now. Don't be wrecking the truck.
I'm trying to keep a ditch because I make the ditch when I stop to take a pee.
Well,
but you and Miss Grace are absolutely awesome.
Well, you're kind to say that, TJ. Thank you for calling in. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines. We've just so honored to have great radio station affiliates and great friends all over America. We've got KYKN, great radio station out in Salem, Oregon. Denise Quinn, one of the great hosts there. Denise, how are you today?
I am well, Todd. It is good to talk to you again.
And Jeff Stein, who is the man, the myth, the legend behind the Blowtorch of the Midwest, KXEL Radio. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm confused, Todd. You said it was a strange day, and now here's Jeff Stein. So I guess it just continues, correct?
Well, no. Let me explain here, guys. We've just had some weird stories come through the show today. And again, just trying to understand, you know, Trump getting all this criticism for the dining companions he's had of late. And I just simply pointed out that a high-profile Biden administration official is a kink and bondage specialist who likes to spank men in leather doggy masks in his personal dungeon. And I just want to know, where's all the righteous indignation from that?
Well, Todd, who hasn't done that? Oh, wait, 99% of Americans. This was supposed to be an administration that resembled America in all their appointments. I shudder to think that this accurately represents America, sir.
Isn't it crazy? And then, Denise Quinn, we ran some audio just a little while ago about a woman who's using a doggy clicker to correct her family members when they misgender her.
Oh, my gosh.
And my recommendation was what we ought to do is put one of those shock collars on her, and then, you know, we'd be able to, you know, maybe get her to the right way of thinking again.
A little positive or negative reinforcement. And poor TJ having to pull over with all of the sound effects. I was laughing out loud trying to do my job over here and cracking up with the sound effects.
It's one of those days. One of those days. Denise, we're going to start with you. We've been looking at the Republicans. There's a big battle going on right now, trying to figure out who the next Speaker of the House is going to be. Meanwhile, you have Republicans behaving like they always do, voting in secret to continue the earmarks, which represent billions and billions of wasteful spending on pet projects. Do you hold out any hope, Denise, that the Republicans are going to turn a page, or the same old, same old?
I hate to be sort of cynical on this, and I feel like I'm still recovering from the, you know, the red wave election. But no, I don't. And it's kind of disconcerting. It just seems to be, it's kind of hard to tell the R's from the D's sometimes. And so, you know, I think a lot of people, and I think rightfully so, maybe focusing a little more closer to home on it, because what's happening at the national level is disconcerting and it is disappointing. And I guess maybe because I am a little bit more cynical in my old age here, I don't trust them.
Jeff Stein, what say you?
I say Kevin McCarthy is not the man to lead the Republican Party at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And those across the country who voted for new breed of members of Congress, new Republicans, young faces who are going to go and take the fight to the Capitol, he's not the one that they're going to be able to relate to. He's not the one who needs to move the fight forward. I have never met the Speaker, the potential future Speaker, but someone I trust here in the state of Iowa did meet him on the campaign trail not long ago, and he said, my impression is he's only out for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the vibe I think that we all feel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that could also coincide with what's best for the party and the nation, fine. But it seems like his number one job, Todd, has been, how do I get to be Speaker because I got edged out of it the last time? And it's sort of like, all right, when he gets the job, what's he going to do with it? It's like the dog chasing TJ's car. Once the dog catches the car, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, it's a fair point, Jeff. And again, this is of grave concern only because we know McCarthy was out there campaigning against America First conservatives, and we know how the Republicans have behaved before. It was not a contract with America, which was binding, or at least theoretically it was binding. This was a commitment. So that's what was going on.
No, absolutely. And again, it just seemed like here are some good ideas that we might sort of take into account. And that's what, to your excellent point, makes it different than what Mr. Gingrich did two generations ago. It's a contract. We're going to have a big cardboard sign, and we're going to sign it. And you can depend on our word. And that's just absent from this current crop.
Jeff Stein and Denise Quinn on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines this afternoon. Denise, I'm curious how things are going out there in Oregon. There had been so much hope, and Republicans certainly did, you know, gain ground there. I'm just wondering, how is the mood among the conservatives out there?
You know, like I said, it was a little, you kind of felt like you had the crap beaten out of you. But we've got a new focus out here. I don't know if you're following it, and it doesn't seem to be getting a lot of national attention. Probably one of the worst pieces of gun legislation, ballot measure 114, was passed barely by voters, and we're now in the middle of a court fight. There, tomorrow is a big day here in Oregon for those who love the Second Amendment and, you know, freedom. It's going to be, the first lawsuit has dropped about more than 10-round mag ban, and then there's a second one that dropped today, so the first one will be heard tomorrow. So I think a lot of focus is being put on that. You know, one good thing in Oregon, we had a supermajority, which we all know how those are, you know, not good for a republic, but we did manage to break that, so there were some wins for Republicans out here. We elected some really great people to some good seats, so there is hope. But right now, as far as what I'm seeing, the focus is on at least getting an injunction and a stay on this ballot measure, and I hope, you know, that, you know, everyone listening across the country pays attention to what happens here in Oregon, because as it goes in Oregon, we're kind of the petri dish. It's going to creep out nationwide. So I would say heads up, keep an eye on that happening here.
And in a nutshell, Denise, this would have to have a permit,
yes,
to purchase a gun,
yes, mm-hmm,
and it would also limit magazine capacity.
Anything over 10. So you'd have to have a purchase to permit to purchase, but you'd have to take a class, a gun safety class. And in order to take the gun safety class, you need the firearm. So it's this round and round crazy cycle, which has thrown everything into chaos, which in my opinion was the intent of this measure. Because basically it stops all gun sales. If this goes into effect on December 8th, it stops them.
And Jeff Stein, as we all know, at that point, only the bad guys will have weapons.
Are you saying that if there is a law that says that you have to have a license to drive, people will drive anyway? Or that if you have to have a license for guns, they'll get guns? Mr. Starnes, I am shocked and appalled that you would declare that our citizens would not follow rules like that.
It's just shocking. You know, it's interesting. Jeff Stein, here in Memphis, where, I mean, we have murders every night here. It's just insane. And you've got state lawmakers that now want to take away permitless carry in Memphis, Tennessee. In other words, the only people that will have guns in, you know, that, you know, and if you're going out to Kroger or you're going grocery shopping, you're going to get gas, you really do need a firearm because of the carjackings and the robberies. It's just insane. And so people legitimately need these weapons. If this, you know, and again, I don't think it's going to go anywhere in the legislature, but the idea that the Democrats literally want to disarm the law-abiding citizens here.
And I don't mean to be flip when I made the earlier suggestion about these laws that people want to pass, but here's the problem with lawmakers, and I've said it for years. They think like law-abiding people, so they pass laws that they themselves might follow. A number of them, if they realize they didn't take their billfold or their wallet and didn't have their driver's license, they would worry about it. But the folks who want to steal cars or drive without a license or use guns that were appropriated through ill means, they don't care what the statute says. But yet, if you're a lawmaker, first you have the tunnel vision of thinking, well, obviously, we're passing a law. People will follow the law. But they also then have the nefarious idea of saying, well, there, by passing something, we can say we've done something. Look at that. We got guns off the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, so that Starnes guy will stop talking about how unsafe it is. And it's purely in their own self-interest, and that takes us back to the beginning of the whole conversation. that you can't tell the R's from the D's even with a scorecard these days.
It's true. It's true. Denise Quinn, I want to wrap, and Jeff, we'll get you to weigh in on this as well, a wrap with a happy story. NPR, National Public Welfare Radio, is now expecting a $20 million budget shortfall. Denise, as a radio station owner, nothing angers me more than having my tax dollars being used to prop up my competition across town. So I'm kind of celebrating this, but are you surprised NPR having to lay off, budget shortfall, CNN announcing layoffs? It looks like the mainstream media, the jig is up.
It does, doesn't it? It seems like people just aren't buying what they're selling. So, and in that regard, yay.
I love it. Jeff Stein, what say you?
When I was a college student at the University of Iowa, I worked for a university-owned station that was an NPR affiliate, and we were all worried because the thing was supposedly going to go bankrupt back then, and I hate to admit, but it was 40 years ago. They had barely even been around at that point. It has never been viable, and the reason it's not viable is because of the programming that, they've put forth. No different in 2022 than it was in 1982.
Well, that's a fair point. All right, Jeff Stein, KXEL, Denise Quinn, KYKN. Guys, always good hearing from you.
Thanks for having us.
You're the best.
Yeah, you are. Thanks, Todd. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas, y'all. Great folks. Best broadcasters in America, and we're just honored they carry our show. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I will say this, Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian and conservative wireless carrier. And that's why you need to check these folks out. They have some incredible wireless service. You'll be able to go onto their website and actually find out what the coverage looks like in your town, in your state even. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. When you get there and when you look at the coverage and you say, oh, wow, they cover all my area, then you're going to want to go ahead and sign up. You can either get a business plan or one for your family. If you're a veteran or a first responder, folks, Patriot Mobile actually has a special discount for you. And if you use my promo code, Todd, they're going to give you free premier activation, and they're going to throw in a free gift. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, promo code Todd.
Charging me for dinner, I'd be doing a BMOD, bring my own dinner. That's what I would be doing.
That's Mark
charging
from
me for dinner. I got news for you.
That's Mark from the Villages. Talking about this grandma in the two grandmas in the UK. One's charging $45 a head for a Christmas dinner, and the other has a it's sort of a staggered pay structure depending on how old you are. The 3-year-olds only had to pay $3. But the adults had to pay $18. I'm telling you, for those prices, I may as well just go on down to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. That's what I would do. So, again, I guess it's a new world. All right, let's go to the phones here. North Carolina, WSIC, Charles on the line. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, I just thought I'd let you know, yesterday after I listened to your show, I made a point to call up Senator Tom Tillis' office in Washington about the Defense of Marriage Act, and I got his representative on the line, and I tried to pin her down on why he voted for that, you know, when Mike Lee had offered up some amendments, and she just said that, well, he voted for the amendments, but when the amendments failed, he went ahead and voted for the bill. Well, you and I both know that doesn't do much for protecting religious liberty. And I also asked her another question. I said, can you tell me what is his position on the transgender debate? Does he believe in the traditional definition and biological definition of a man and a woman, or is it something else? And I could not get an answer. And then, Todd, finally, I said, you know, there's going to be a big omnibus spending bill coming up. And last year he caved and voted to raise the debt limit. He voted for the infrastructure bill. He voted for the gun bill. He voted for the CHIPS Act. I mean, Tom Tillis has pretty much voted lock, stock, and barrel with Joe Biden on these major issues.
He's a Democrat.
And, yep, and she, I never got a confirmation. She wouldn't say either way on that. But today I got a form email from Senator Tillis's office about that. And I'll be more than happy to forward it to you if Grace can give me your email address, just so you can read it. But Republicans are just getting demoralized by these people that we vote for, we work for, we give money to, and they just go right up there and just vote the opposite way that they've campaigned.
It's people like Tom Tillis, Charles. They blame Donald Trump for the low morale, but it's not Trump. It's people like Tom Tillis and Richard Burr and Kevin McCarthy and all the other Republicans who voted in secret to get these $1 billion in earmarks. Those are the people that are bringing down the morale of the party.
Exactly. And it's like I told his aide. I said, you know, inflation is at a 40-year high, and Tom Tillis complains about inflation and the Biden administration and how his policies have been inflationary. But guess what? If you vote for this omnibus bill, all you're going to do is increase the debt limit, print $2 trillion worth of money, make the currency worth less, and the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates. And how do you justify that? And it was crickets. I mean, I think a lot of these people just think that their voters are dumb or not paying attention, but the fact is that we are, and there's got to come a point where we just don't vote for these guys anymore. We primary them, or even if it's a general election, I just can't bring myself to vote for Tom Tillis ever again.
I don't blame you one bit, Charles, and he's not worthy of your vote either. He is not. Charles, we've got to skedaddle here. We are up against a hard break. Thanks for the call. And folks, Charles did the right thing. He called, had a pleasant conversation with the folks there in the senator's office. You need to be doing that as well. And let's get to the bottom of this. You need to let them know that we are on to them and we are going to hold them accountable, including those 12 Republican renegades in the U.S. Senate. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Hey, our website, it's toddstearns.com. Get yourself a copy of our podcast and our newsletter. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Joe Biden is giving a speech right now. And has he referenced Tonto yet, Grace Baker? Do we know if he's made any faux pas?
Not that specifically, but as usual, those lots of blunders.
Yeah, so anyway, he's making references about Indian reservations and whatnot, and he made a very weird comment about his wife. That would be Mrs. Dr. First Lady Jill Biden, also known as the nursemaid. Let's take a listen.
Start building a second school and revitalize the use of the Cherokee language. By the way, she spent a lot of time on other reservations, other nations as well. I'm worried she's not going to come home one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
When she goes. You think I'm joking. I'm telling you. If I hear more about the Navajos than I hear about me, you all think I'm kidding, don't you?
No, we don't think you're kidding. I mean, what, does Jill have the hots for one of the guys over on the Indian reservation? Jill wants a Navajo? I'm not sure what to read into that. Anyway, Biden is in rare form today, so he's worried that Jill might find love on the reservation and might not come back to the White House. Go figure. Alyssa Milano in the news. You know, it's really sad when your career actually peaks when you're 14 years old. There's really not much more to life after that. And that's what happened with Alyssa Milano, who was the cute little child actor on Who's the Boss with one Tony Danza and Judith Light before she became Lebanese. And by Lebanese, I mean a lesbian. No, I mean, she wasn't then. I mean, she was, you know, closet. But anyway, I digress. Alyssa Milano was the cute child actress on Who's the Boss? Now she's a radical leftist, very confused about everything, including her pronouns. Anyway, Alyssa Milano was very upset when Elon Musk took over Twitter, and she announced that she was returning her Tesla, and she was trading it in for a Volkswagen. And fortunately, some very astute people on the Twitterverse pointed out that Volkswagen was actually a Nazi company. So now she's riding around in a Nazi mobile. And Alyssa Milano said that she was leaving Twitter. That's it. She was done. She was kaput. Well, now she's coming back. I guess she couldn't quit Twitter after all. So there you go. All right, welcome back, Alyssa. We appreciate you. There's a new report from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Quiet Quitters Make Up Half the U.S. Workforce. This is according to a Gallup poll. Ray Smith is the writer. Young professionals surveyed say they were the most disengaged and a big source of tension returning to the offices. Is this true? Is this a problem? U.S. employee engagement, a measure of involvement in the workplace and enthusiasm about work, dropped since 2021, coinciding with the rise in job resignations. The number of workers who say they are actively disengaged from their jobs, defined as workers who are unhappy about their work and resentful their needs aren't being met, is rising. That's according to research by Gallup. Nearly one-third of workers describe themselves as engaged or enthused about work. Just about 20%, under 20%, describe themselves as actively engaged. The rest are not engaged, people who do the minimum work required and are psychologically detached from their jobs. Grace, pay attention, Grace. Grace, pay attention. Thank you.
I'm trying.
Trying to get you engaged here. The results are an about-face from the summer of 2020, when U.S. worker engagement levels calculated by Gallup hit their highest level ever, 40%. People under 35 reported the sharpest drop in engagement. Now, here's what's fascinating. I've heard this expression before, and I didn't quite understand what it was. The data may help explain quiet quitting, where employees coast at work and draw a paycheck. Gallup said the quiet quitters now make up half the U.S. workforce.
Oof. That's a lot.
Why do you think that is?
I think people are just a little bit, it's not, lazy may not be the right word, but they're just like, I'm just here, just give me my money and move on. And they just don't care.
I've noticed this especially in the restaurant industry. I don't cook. And it's a lot cheaper for me to go eat out than it is to go and buy all the groceries for one person and cook all of that at home.
Sure.
But I've noticed, Grace, that most of these restaurants, they can't find good staff. And the staff that they have are just there.
No. It's just like, come by, just refill my water a few times. My pet peeve is when they take forever to get you the check. You're like, come on, I'm ready to go. And they just take like 20 minutes. And you see them, they're just standing over there chatting it up. And you're like,
they don't care. Yeah, they just don't care. But I've seen that especially like in the big box stores. You're out there looking for something and you can't find it. So you try to find help and you can't find the help. It's just like, customer service is kaput these days.
Yeah, because like you said, people just don't care. And I feel like if you're in like customer service and that sort of thing, you have to care.
I don't think they care. I was at Dillard's, which is a big department store chain in the South. I won't say which one I was at, but I was looking for something, and I had to go buy towels, and I was looking for a specific kind of towel.
At Dillard's. Okay.
They have good towels. And so anyway, I was going up there, and I couldn't find anybody. There was literally nobody working on the floor. I could have just walked out of that store with everything.
My goodness.
And nobody would have known. It was like a ghost town.
Man. I think that speaks to, too, just a lot of people shopping online nowadays, and they just don't even go in the store. So
people don't care.
That might have something to do with it.
But I do wonder how much the pandemic changed the way people work. You know, a lot of people do not want to go back into the office.
No. And hybrid schedules are very normal now.
with radio, you kind of have to be there.
Yeah, that's just, that doesn't make any sense. But like your just average run-of-the-mill office job, I mean, you could do it from home at least a few days a week.
That's fascinating. I just really fascinating by this. Whole Foods is banning lobsters.
Topic change.
Whole Foods is really causing problems with the good people of Maine who basically make their living by getting the lobsters.
Fair enough.
What do they call that? Somebody will let us know.
There's a term.
You don't go fishing for lobsters. You don't go hunting for lobsters. There's got to be a term. Somebody from WLOB.
Wasn't that show Deadliest Catch about catching lobsters?
I guess. Do you catch a lobster? Go catching lobsters?
Catching.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody will let us know. Anyway, Whole Foods has angered people in the state of Maine by announcing they will no longer buy Maine lobsters after climate change groups. All right, may I just say this? I forgot. I need to correct myself. So the worst of the worst are not the gluten-free folk. It's got to be these tree huggers. They're so more annoying.
The climate change folks?
The climate change people.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
They're very, listen, they get on their point and they're like, nope, not deviating. No other opinions. This is it.
Governor Janet Mills and the Congressional Delegation of Maine sent a note to Whole Foods expressing their disappointment in the grocery store's decision to stop buying Maine. Where are they going to get their lobsters from?
That's a good question. They're not going to be as good quality, I bet.
No, I don't think so. Quote, we are disappointed by Whole Foods' decision, deeply frustrated that the Marine Stewardship Council's suspension of the lobster industry's certificate of sustainability. What the crap is this?
A bunch of mumbo jumbo.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Come on, people. They've been harvesting. I don't know. They've been catching lobsters for 150 years. Somebody from Maine, tell us, what do? Do you catch the lobsters? Do you fish with the lobsters?
We need help.
Somebody get Ray Richardson on the line.
Oh.
Anyway, so look, all I can tell you is just go to Red Lobster. All right? Just forget about going to Whole Foods. Just I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, once you get the tree huggers involved, it's downhill from there. Quite frankly, Whole Foods should tell them all to go take a fly and flip. But that's it.
So I just looked it up. It's called lobstering.
Let's go lobstering.
Yeah.
Okay.
The activity or business of catching lobsters.
It's not lobster. It's lobster.
Lobster.
Lobster? No, I don't think that's it.
No. I just looked it up. Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
844-747-8868. That's our toll free. Somebody right now is on a boat, and they're listening to this radio program, and they're about to go do what they're going to do to the lobsters. That sounds bad. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. See, Grace, I knew our WLOB listeners would be all over this.
Oh, yeah, they didn't let us down.
I had no doubt. What is it, Richardson? Ray Richardson.
Yes, he's in Florida on vacation. I know, I was like, where's Ray when you need him?
Come on, Ray. We need you, buddy. Let's go to the phones here. Larry, we're going to do two callers here together. Larry and Ron. Guys, you're on the air together. How's it going up there? Ron, we're going to start with you.
I'm having fun just driving truck and getting it done.
I love it. Larry, how about yourself? What are you up to this afternoon?
Well, I'm in the foothills on the Cave River and watching the snow come down.
Is it really? It's snowing. We had tornadoes here in the south yesterday, Larry. I'd rather take the snow. All right. So guys, help us out here. Ron, we'll start to you. We're trying to figure out what is the correct terminology. It's not fishing for lobsters. What do you call it?
We go in lobstering, and you are a lobsterman.
A lobsterman. Okay, I got it. So a lobsterman. Larry, is that accurate? Is that what you guys call it, lobstering?
Yep, 100% correct.
Wow. All right. Now, is that so?
And you can't have that R on that. It's lobster.
Lobster.
Get that accent down.
Lobster. I got to work on that, Ron.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
We sent all of our R's. We don't use them. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Exactly. Let them do it.
I love it. Ron, what's your take on this decision? Whole Foods says they're not going to be selling Maine lobsters anymore.
Well, they're going to suck up your whole paycheck. That's what they are. Their whole paycheck. That's all they are.
Whole
and
paycheck.
Honestly, Governor Mills, Austin Powers' twin sister, I'm sorry, but I think we're all kind of embarrassed about her. Or it. Whatever you want to call it. And she can go back to whatever liberal cesspool she came from and be done with it.
Larry, how do you feel about your governor?
Well, he pretty much nailed it. She was a native of Farmington, and then she went out to Berkeley and came back all messed up.
Oh, that's sad. You know, I've been to Maine several times, and you guys are pretty much like the southern states, aside from the drop in the R's. We just like to kind of savor our vowels down here. We hold on to them for a little bit too long.
Hey, it's all good.
It's all good. And our lobsters are really a little crawfish. But I think I would rather go lobstering than crawfishing. I never did enjoy going into the swamps that much.
Not to mention, they're so small, it's more work to be doing those. I mean, you crack open a lobster, you know, you do your thing.
It's a fair point.
Those are small.
It's a fair point.
And up here, I mean, I'll tell you, it's getting just as bad as down south. I mean, the woke agenda, all that stuff's going all through. I mean, I'm married and a father of six, and my kids come home from school, and I'm asking them what junk is going through, and the pronouns and all that crap just swirling the drain.
I understand, guys. I do. Well, look, Ron, Larry, appreciate you calling in, and thanks for setting us straight. It's all about lobstering, but you got to drop the R, and we will work on that. So that may be that will be a work in progress. Thanks for calling in, fellas. 844-747-8868. Mark Levin, the great one, is very upset at all of you conservatives who oppose Kevin McCarthy for the speakership. He says that five boneheads in Congress are threatening to derail McCarthy's bid, and he calls them out. He says Andy Biggs, he named Congressman Matt Gaetz and Congressman Andy Biggs, who he called a phony conservative. Quote, they're playing right into the hands of the Democrats, right in the hands of the establishment Republicans, right into the hands of the media. Meanwhile, there's a McConnell off on the side working on a deal with Schumer. Everybody's in the dark, and the Republicans in the House had no voice. So do you agree with Mark Levin here that we may as well accept that Kevin McCarthy is going to be the next Speaker of the House, even though he may not be a conservative, but he is the best choice? There's a report out there, I believe from The Hill, that I saw earlier today, that 30 Republicans are prepared to vote against Kevin McCarthy. And if that's the case, that is a big, big number. McCarthy needs 218 votes to be elected. So unless they're going to have a mess of Democrats join the Republicans, McCarthy is going to be struggling here. But anyway, Mark Levin, the great one, conservative talk radio host, says shame on you people. And he's calling out these congressmen that are coming out and saying they're going to oppose Kevin McCarthy. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll get to that in just a little while. I got to talk to you about this. There's a young lady on the TikTok. And I'm kind of glad we still have TikTok. I know some folks are thinking about banning TikTok, but I'm glad we have it because it does expose these leftist morons for who they are. This young lady is sharing a public service announcement urging you to stop inviting white friends. She is of the Asian persuasion. Take a listen.
Controversial opinion, but if you have a token white and you're hanging out with your friend group of color, you need to ask permission from everybody in the group to bring your white friend. Like, don't just bring them.
ask for explicit permission from everyone. Because just because you're comfortable with them doesn't mean that everybody's comfortable with them. I might not be in the mood to deal with white shenanigans that day. That's all I'm saying. And another thing, it feeds into their ego. Like, don't let them think they're a good white person. Don't give them that card to use against other people. Please don't do that.
I feel really weird right now, Grace Baker, to be honest with you, because I'm of the Caucasian persuasion.
I know.
And
same here.
Wow.
What are we going to do?
What do we do?
I don't know. I mean, by her logic, I have no idea. I mean,
so
we're doomed.
Don't ever invite the white, because then if you are the white person, you're like, oh, look at me. I'm diverse. I'm tolerant because I'm hanging out with minorities. That's what the liberal white people think.
It's so messed up.
I'm telling you, the Democrats, the leftists, they are the racist of all racists.
That's true.
I'm telling you.
Like you said, I'm kind of still glad we have TikTok so we can see the crazies and expose them.
Yeah, there you go. And there's a lot to be exposed right there. All right, folks, got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. I can listen to this music all day long. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. You know, a little known fact about Johnny Cash. A couple of years ago, after I left Fox News, moved back home to Memphis, and I bought the radio station KWAM. Well, back in the 1950s, KWAM played a lot of different styles of music, R&B and country western. And there was a fella, a local guy, hard-working fella. After work, he'd come down to KWAM and he'd plop down some money and he would be able to, he had a show on KWAM and it was Johnny Cash. And we've got a lot of the old recordings of the Johnny Cash show, which is, it's really fun to kind of go back and listen to the good old days when KWAM was a music station. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line because we're honored to have a great guest with us talking about a brand new documentary about Johnny Cash called Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American. And Johnny's son, John Carter Cash, joins us today. John, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, we're honored over at KWAM to be a tiny little part of the great legacy of Johnny Cash. And we know there that he recorded one of his songs in the KWAM studios back in the day.
Oh, really? Wow. When was that?
This was back, I believe, in the 1950s. And, you know, we've got all the old recordings, and it was just it was a crazy time back then. B.B. King and Johnny Cash on the same radio station.
Wow. Isn't that something? Yeah, no, very, very, that's really very interesting. I'd love to hear that.
John, Greg Laurie is a good friend of this program, and his book was really sort of the blueprint for this documentary about your dad. Tell us about this new project.
Well, my father's faith was always such an important part, of his life, intrinsical. I mean, without his faith, he would not have made it. He professed this throughout his life. You know, it was the most important thing in the world to him, that and family. Throughout his suffering, his struggles, when he lost his brother when he was young, when my mother passed away, faith carried him through these times. And he's the one who set it all in motion, most certainly. Even when he was at the very top of his game, selling more records than anyone else in the world, he was never afraid to get up and to sing a gospel song or to speak of his faith. And so that's what this film is about. It's of course, it's a biography. I mean, it looks at my father's entire life. It's got a lot of great insight from people from all walks of life, the views on my father and who he was and the strengths that made him up. But it's all centered around my father's faith, you know, his love for my mother and everything, and the strength that they carried with them throughout their relationship, and was connected, you know, through Christ. And I'm very grateful for that. So it's wonderful to see this film come together, and just excited to know that it's going to be in theaters all around the United States.
Yeah, and that's right. December 5th, 6th, and 7th, folks, Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American. So check your local theaters to see when it will be broadcast. It's going to be an amazing film. You know, you talk about your dad's faith, and I mean, he went through some tough times. He wrote a lot about that in his music, and it just seems to me when somebody that has been through tough times and God brings them through those tough times, when they sing those hymns and those spiritual songs, there's just depth to that, John.
Oh yes, yeah, and that's a celebration of life. You know, the music becomes that, and even the songs that are heavier or sadder, they can be, you know, moments of awakening and moments of redemption, of understanding. And that's what my father found, you know, through music, a connection back to his faith and to God. And Dad always was open-minded. He was always kind. And, you know, he was most certainly, you know, sort of somewhat akin to St. Peter in that, he made many mistakes, but of course he was never forsaken. And I believe, you know, that his story was one that is very important to a lot of people who have been down and who have suffered and struggled and have come to points in their life when they felt lost and alone. They could look at my father's tale and where he had been and know that they perhaps were not so alone in their suffering.
What was that like for you as a boy growing up and seeing all of that?
Oh, you know, I mean, it was just my life. You know, it's hard to say I can compare it to anything, but my father was always centered, and he was always kind. He was always there for me, you know, as a friend, and even though there were periods that he struggled. You know, and that in some ways he was far away. Still, he came back and was there to support me. So I'm very grateful.
Now, a lot of people will say, you know, I know everything there is to know about Johnny Cash. So why should I go see the movie? And from what I understand is there's a lot of never before heard conversations, not to mention some great interviews with other country music stars in this film.
Yeah, and not only that, but my father, he his biography, his second biography, was called Cash. And during the process of that biography, there were a lot of recordings that were done. And so to really understand the man, I feel like it's a good way to hear these recordings that no one had heard before, has ever heard before until now, you know, and to hear it in his own words, to let him, you know, speak. And then also, yeah, there's celebrities, there's different folks that talk my father and his life throughout the film, a great diverse array of different people, everyone from family members to Alice Cooper. I mean, it's all across the board, you know, and each with their own understanding and their own connection with my father.
I was just the other day, I was on, Franklin Graham and I are good friends, and I can't remember if it was his Facebook page or someone else's job, but there was a photograph taken of Billy Graham, and I believe it was in the early 1990s. Your dad was there, Billy Graham, his wife Ruth, Michael W. Smith, Amy Grant, and CeCe Winans. What an eclectic group of musicians there at the home there in North Carolina.
Yeah, sounds like a normal day at the Graham house, probably.
Exactly. Yeah. Real quick, before we have to wrap things up here, John, what do you hope people, when they go see this film, what do you hope they come away with? What's the takeaway?
I hope that people walk away with feeling like they have a more a closer personal relationship with my father, you know, and have a better understanding of themselves, hopefully, through this relationship. And you know, I mean, if you love the music, it's a good reason to go see this you know, to go see this film. And if you're more interested in my father's life and what he stood for, it's another good reason to go see it.
I love it. Well, congratulations, John. And if you find yourself in Memphis, Tennessee, drop by KWAM and say howdy.
All right. Thank you so much. Great talking to you.
Likewise, John Carter Cash, everybody. He is the son of Johnny Cash, and there's a brand new documentary coming out called Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American. It'll be in theaters. It's a Fathom Events, and you'll be able to watch that film December 5th, 6th, and 7th. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Now more than ever, it is so important that we fight for companies and support companies that share our values. And that's why we support Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative wireless carrier. Man, they're fighting for you every single day, and we just love those folks. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is their website, and we would love for you to make the switch right now to Patriot Mobile. Get this. Use my promo code Todd. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. If you're a veteran first responder, they're going to give you a great discount. And more importantly, you're going to be supporting a conservative company, and they have great cell phone service. 972-PATRIOT. Write it down. 972-PATRIOT. Or go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Be sure to use my promo code Todd, and they're going to get you set up right away. All right, let's get to the phones here. Robin in Indiana wants to weigh in on Mark Levin. Hey, Robin, how are you today?
Hi, Todd. I'm great. Thank you for that wonderful interview, too, with John Carter Cash. I vehemently disagree with Mark Levin. I'm sick and tired of Mark Levin. I used to be a fan of his, as a matter of fact. During the Ukraine war and his calling us names, Americans, for not wanting to keep funneling our tax dollars to a proxy war of Ukraine and Russia, I threw every one of his books in the garbage. I wouldn't even give them to anybody.
Is that, well, Robin, what is it about, again, about Mark Levin? And he says, anybody, you know, all these lawmakers who oppose McCarthy are boneheads. Who do you like as speaker, if it's not McCarthy? Who do you like?
I like Andy Biggs. I really do. I think Andy Biggs would really do something. I don't like Kevin McCarthy because of his affiliation with that goofy guy, and I'm not even going to say his name, Frank Luntz. But the stuff he said about Trump right after the, and he never stood up for anything during the January 6th lie. We know that there was some things that happened in January 6th, but it was not Republicans and it was not Donald Trump who caused that to happen. So Kevin McCarthy is wishy-washy. He went against Make America People during the midterms. And I'm telling you, somebody like Mark Levin, Kevin McCarthy, look what they're doing to the Republican Party. They're destroying us. Everything's upside down anymore. That TikTok commercial you just played, you know, a white person said something like that, we'd be canceled, all of it. So I don't like Kevin McCarthy. I like Andy Biggs. I like Jim Jordan. I know he doesn't want it, but Kevin McCarthy's got to go. He's a rhino. He's no better than McConnell.
All right. Robin, we're going to leave it there. Good thoughts. Appreciate you calling in. By the way, the election denier himself, Hakeem Jeffries, was just elected as the new leader of House Democrats. So you can take that for what it is. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us the pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and my friend, Dr. Robert Jeffress. Dr. Jeffress, how are you today?
Great to be with you, Todd. Thank you.
Oh, I saw this, and thank you for hopping on at the last minute. I saw a tweet that you wrote just a few hours ago, and I thought, wow, this is powerful. You say, in response to the Disrespect for Marriage bill, First Baptist Dallas will never cave to political correctness.
That's right, and I think churches are going to have to choose whether they're going to do that or not. Look, Todd, make no mistake about it. This bill, when signed into law, will lead to the persecution of conservative churches, specifically the removal of their tax-exempt status if they do not sanction same-sex marriages. And the reason I can be so confident about that is it's happened before. In 1983, Bob Jones University had its tax exempt status revoked by the IRS, and the Supreme Court upheld it in an 8-1 decision because Bob Jones spoke for banning interracial marriage. Now, that's abominable. We all agree with that. But the point was, and this is what is key in the Supreme Court ruling, they said religious organizations do not enjoy First Amendment protection when they advocate policies that go against government interests for the common good, such as ending racial discrimination. 40 years later, the government has now elevated sexual choice to the same thing as race, and they're going to use this new bill to go after churches that will not sanction same-sex marriage, and we're not going to cave into that.
You know what I find very interesting, Dr. Jeffers? When Senator Mike Lee introduced the amendment that would have specifically protected religious liberty, and it was very specific, it didn't have anything to do, it didn't touch on the issue of same-sex marriage, he was just wanting to protect religious liberty, and they shot that down. That, to me, spoke to the true nature of what this legislation is all about.
That's right. And Todd, when people say, well, the bill contains those protections, then why did they shoot down Mike Lee's amendment and James Lankford's amendment? They know exactly what they're doing. This so-called Respect for Marriage Act is a Trojan horse to silence conservative churches. And we've got to realize what's going on. And by the way, they say, well, it would never happen with this Supreme Court. We won't always have this Supreme Court. That is why this is so dangerous.
That's a fair point. And again, to just, what is it, yesterday or day before yesterday, I know that you guys have a beautiful Christmas celebration at First Baptist Dallas. Preston Wood, your friend Jack Graham, has one as well. And they were coming under fire for their Christmas production. And people, you know, I think the Houston Chronicle did a nasty hit piece. It's amazing the attacks that are going to be directed at the church simply for being the church.
Well, that's right. And again, we don't fear man. We're going to stand for right, but we need to get ready for battle, because this was a warning shot that was fired yesterday.
Oh, it sure was. And they're going to be coming after everybody. And thank goodness there are great religious liberty law firms, but we may have to have a few more by the time it's all said and done, Dr. Jeffers.
Well, that's right. And look, Todd, this puts 2024 into perspective, why it's so important to get a president who will continue to appoint conservative Supreme Court justices, because justices change, opinions change, but thankfully God's word never changes, and God's word speaks out against same-sex marriage.
You know, Pastor Jeffers, one of the things that really caught my eye, we had Senator Lankford on earlier in the show, And I asked him about those 12 Republicans, and he told me who voted for this thing. And he told me that he believes there is a culture shift underway even within the Republican Party.
Oh, I think that's true. And that's why I don't identify as a Republican, because I think there is a shift going on, and we need to be aware of that. And look, Todd, this is not a minor issue. No society can survive that condones what God has condemned. And God has condemned in the Old Testament, Moses condemned same-sex marriage. He said, a man and a woman shall leave their fathers and mothers and cleave to one another. Jesus absolutely condemned same-sex marriage in Matthew 19, and Paul condemned it in Romans 1. It is one of the pillars of the Judeo-Christian faith that marriage is between one man and one woman.
We've got about 30 seconds here. I think there are Republican leaders who are hedging a bet here. They don't think the Christians are going to go anywhere. Do you think that will happen? I mean, if they abandon those culture issues?
Well, I would say two words to them, Mitt Romney. We do have an alternative, and that is to stay at home. And I think there are going to be many Republican Christians who stay at home if we continue to get the Mitt Romneys into office and Rob Portmans and others who voted for this same-sex marriage bill.
Wow, powerful stuff. All right, Dr. Jeffers, we're coming up on the end of the show here. Really, again, appreciate you coming over to the last second here. Great stuff, as always.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right, Pastor Robert Jeffers, I would encourage you to go check out. We've got a link to Dr. Jeffers and the church's website and their ministries there at First Baptist Dallas. All right, folks, it's been a jam-packed show today. We're going to be looking again at the big race in Georgia. As we wait and see what happens there, you know, a lot of people say, it doesn't really matter anymore. You know, the Democrats are in charge, yeah, but we need that Republican seat. Get out there and vote, ladies and gentlemen. Take advantage of early voting if you're out there in Georgia. All right, folks, be good, America. We'll be back tomorrow. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.